People have been dredging shipping channels in the Great Lakes since the 1860s, but unlike the three other Great Lakes, Michigan and Huron don't have control systems, like locks, to retain water. The study compared water levels in those two lakes with Lake Erie. Over the years, Lakes Michigan and Huron have become about 2.5 feet shallower than Lake Erie. Most of the water loss has happened in just the last 30 years. The study's author, Rob Nairn, is with the W.F. Baird Coastal Engineers. His study focused on the St. Clair River, the passageway leading from Lake Huron into Lake Erie. Nairn says the river is getting wider, and that means more water flowing over Niagara Falls into Lake Erie.
The analogy would be if you had a drain hole in a bathtub, that drain hole is getting bigger and more water is going out. As more water goes out, the lake level drops.
Nairn identified three factors leading to lower levels in Michigan and Huron, one being the long history of dredging, also sand and gravel mining. The third factor is shoreline preservation. Nairn says anti-erosion efforts on riverbanks mean a smaller natural flow of sand that would help to fill the St. Clair's drain hole.
We don't know for certain which of those has triggered this current erosion problem. We can't say that one is more important than the other at this time. But what we can say, and this is very important, is that what is going on is unprecedented.
The study sponsors want the United States and Canadian governments to stop dredging on the lakes until the water level problem has been solved. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.